Hello, boys and girls, it's me here again, Gladys Barm, or Gypsy Rose Gladys Barm, with my crystal ball out, and it's your horoscopes for April. First up, as always, is Aries, and don't be afraid to change your daily routine and try something new. The opportunity to travel is likely, and career developments may also see you at the top of your game, but do be thorough in everything you tackle. Taurus, you could be feeling a little bit self-indulgent and extravagant this month, as money matters seem to be easing. Your thirst for knowledge and information is strong, and interesting discussions could turn up something significant. Gemini, oh, that's me, yes. And it says you could experience a change for the better in romantic matters. Well, that would be, any change would be good. And a chance meeting seems quite fortuitous. Gosh, that'll make a nice change. Though partnerships may try your patience, so don't expect any quick solutions. Cancer now, and it seems like your persuasive talents and caring nature could be put to good use this month. And towards the end of the month, with the sun now in Pisces, it suggests a mental high and your gift of diplomacy will stand you in good stead. Leo, where professional obligations are at stake, help is at hand, whether it's from those in a position of authority, work colleagues or close friends. Planetary influences, however, suggest a quiet period mid-month. Virgo, and with Mercury in transit, some plans you had may have to be shelved, but it will be for the best in the long run. Progress is slow this month, but your patience will be rewarded. And before we continue with the horoscopes, I have a couple of messages from the other side. The first one is for a GB of Moston. Oh, GB. Gladys Barm. Hey, that could be me. I wonder what it could say. Anyway, this message, yes, is for a GB of Moston, and it's from a long-departed civic dignitary, and says, stop telling people your great-great-grandfather was Lord Mayor of Swinton. You're getting boring. And the other one is from St. John of Nepomuk. I just can't say that word. St. John of Nepomuk, yes. Apparently, is the patron saint of silence. And it's for Nigel Farage of Down South. And it says, it is better to keep your gob shut. Okay, on with the horoscopes now. And Libra, a feeling of growing confidence means an idea of yours will prove to be a winner. And you can look forward to good times relaxing with friends, family, all those at work. This month is all about enjoying your leisure time. And Scorpio, oh yes, my busy mate. And Pluto's influence means some straight talking is needed to put a close friend in their place. Oh, crikey, here we go again. But it says, your magnetic charm, though, sees you getting your own way in all sorts of manners. Sagittarius, there seems to be a bit of a standstill this month, so don't be too hard on yourself. If things go wrong, just blame someone else. You'll feel better for it. Capricorn, seems like rumours and gossip arrive, but your down-to-earthness will see you through most of it. Mid-month, your energy levels appear to be quite high, so hard work and diligence will bring the rewards. Aquarius, with the new financial year upon us, it's best to try avoiding any tempting offers or long-term financial commitments. It's better to play safe for a while, and rather than try and please everyone, it's better to look after those closer to home. Pisces, your caring nature means you often put others before yourself, but thinking about yourself for a change could open a new chapter for you. It might also be worth exploring new financial options. And that's it now for this month. So see you again next month with all your horoscopes again. Bye-bye for now.